Now, let's begin Part 2, Unit 9, Technology. 咱们开始呢第九单元第二部分。First, pre-reading part. 首先是读前部分。这部分呢要去按要求来做练习，然后呢根据呢三个练习呢把它组成一个短篇文章。下面是阅读部分。首先先听录音。
Life on the go.Wang Mei puts her hand into her pocket, takes out her red cell phone, and presses the talk key. Hi, Mum. I'm on the bus. I should be home in about 10 minutes. Wang Mei is one of many Chinese teenagers who live life on the go.And use cell phones. Cell phones, or mobile phones, make it possible for us to talk to anyone from anywhere. Words and images are being sent throughout the world. Modern cell phones are more than just phones.They are being used as cameras and radios, and to send email or surf the internet. New functions are being added to the phones. The latest cell phones have features such as games, music, and an electronic calendar.That will remind you about appointments and important dates. Cell phones have changed our behavior and how we communicate. They are being used everywhere, sometimes where they shouldn't. One headmaster says that phones are not allowed in the classroom.If a phone starts ringing in the classroom, teachers and students are disturbed and cannot work. The students obey the rules and agree not to use their phones in the classroom. I don't dare to use the phone in school.Because they will take it away from me, says John Hill, a student in London. John got his phone for his birthday. But his parents don't let him use it in school. Some parents worry that their children will spend too much time and money on phone calls.Why are cell phones so popular, especially among teenagers? The answer seems to be that we have a need to stay in touch with friends and family, no matter where we are or what we are doing. Having a cell phone also makes us feel safer, since we can call for help in case of an emergency.Of course, to many teenagers, the cell phone is not only a useful tool, but also a way to have fun and be cool. Wang Mei calls her best friend Xiao Li at least once a day to see how she is doing and what is going on.She says that her cell phone helps her do whatever she wants to do and still stay in touch with her parents and friends. I think it's the most useful invention ever, Wang Mei says as she is dialing the number to Xiao Li again to ask her what she will be wearing to school tomorrow.
Now, next part is integrating skills. 咱们看一下呢，综合技能部分， 听下有关的录音。
It is the year 2374, and the machines have taken over. The Earth is ruled by a great computer named Q12 that uses robots to make people work for it. It is not a happy world. The few surviving human beings are being used in the way that we use machines today. They have to make electricity for the machines, repair them when they break down, and do everything Q12 tells them to. Once the Earth was a beautiful blue planet, where people lived happily among trees and animals. Now, the world is dark and dirty, with no room for happiness and fun. But there is still hope. The human beings have been able to keep a small secret school open since the machines took over. In this school, the students still learn about all the wonders of the world, science, art, history, culture, and they are still allowed to dream about a better future. The leader of the humans has decided that it is time to do something to stop Q12. Bring the machines and people back together and make the world beautiful again. A group of experts were asked to solve the problem, but they failed. Now, the leader has asked a group of students to do what they can to save the Earth. Q12 cannot be defeated by force. It is too strong, and no one believes that fighting a war can solve the problem. Instead, the students have decided to come up with a peaceful solution. They will try to teach Q12 about love and friendship. If they succeed, they believe that humans and machines can live together, like friends in the future. Imagine that you are one of the students chosen to solve the problem. Write a letter to Q12 in which you explain love and friendship. Remember that Q12 is a computer that does not understand how human beings feel and what human life is like. Tell Q12 about how we think, how we feel about each other, and try to give examples of love and friendship.
After reading this section on page 55 and page 56, and doing the required exercise, try to translate the reading piece. 那么也是做完练习之后，咱们希望大家能够把这个阅读材料怎么样，也是翻译一下，逐句翻译一下，跟原来的办法一样啊。还有要求都是跟原来都一样，就是要把它对照一下，汉英对照，找到一些个什么特点，什么语言的顺序啊，啊语序 word order 还有。这个词性变化呀，结构词啊，构词法等等啊，我们就不详细说了。好，刚才是做完之后，咱们看一下下面有一个照片。那么照片有个说明词，咱们把它翻成汉语，然后再做一个阅读练习。下面看这张照片啊 ，Look at the photo below and put its caption into Chinese。照片下面有说明词，翻成汉语。这说明词咱们读一下啊。Team of robots， 他们也没有冠词，看没有冠词吧，很奇怪的啊，报纸上的语言。Positioned in front of the ball， prior to 就是 before 的意思，在前面。To the start of their match， during the seventh soccer world championship， for robots in Padua。Northern Italy on July 9th. 后面是 Reuters 就是路透社啊这么一个报道。好，咱们看一下译文怎么译的。一句话，路透社讯，英语里就 Reuters 一个词儿，但是汉语里面怎么加个讯？你再看这后面这个词的顺序啊，2003年7月9日在意大利如何如何，然后再说呢举行。英语里面主语哪去了？没有了，放在后面，球员在后面，所以整个这个顺序啊都颠倒过。如果用英文来说就麻烦，你比如说2003 July 9th in Italy Northern City Padua 举行，怎么说 held the 7th World Robot Soccer Tournament or Championship， 这反正怎么说它有时候还是 Four Robots， 那更不行了。这图为根本英文没这个图这个字，中文是图为。那么赛前你说 before 和 prior to the start of the match， prior to the match， 然后球员什么team of robots， 那应该 robots of teams 是吧？应该这么说。所以这个全都颠倒。你看，咱们再回头看前面英文，是不是？你看 team of robots， 按中文话来说就是机器人的队，然后 position 被放在这个球前面，然后在开始前面，他们的比赛前面，在第七届足球世界锦标赛前面，在给机器人供给他们使用的，在帕杜瓦，在北部城市，在7月9日，这根本中文化就非常是乱七八糟，非常不通顺。可是说明怎么样，这是好的英语新闻，就这么说。而下面的中文也是这样，要翻成注字搞成英文那也不通。因此咱们说明怎么样，中英两种语言的 word order 是明显的不一样，所以咱们写的时候一定要特别注意。 OK， so much for unit 9。 那么第九单元到此结束。